Signal.
WPGU 107.1 Urbana Champaign.
Here is the WPGU forecast. Clear sky and overnight low will drop down in the middle to upper 20s overnight. It's expected to be pretty nice and sunny for Tuesday, our high low 50. Cloud showers Tuesday night and overnight low 40s. And then occasional showers Wednesday, our high low 60s. We'll see widespread showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night and Thursday, our high on Thursday 65. I'm staff meteorologist Holly Russell on Champaign's Alternative, WPGU 107.1.
With I'm stomping on a beat, but no one sees me when I
Champaign's alternative, WPGU 107.1.
Even bad girls can do good things.
You're listening to Request Live here on WPGU 107.1. I'm here with Bridget. What's up?
What's up? What's up? We got a giveaway coming up.
We do. Text in your requests to 217-337-1071. In the meantime, later in the hour, we'll be discussing that. The giveaway will be for this band Camp, and as well as Ona is featuring alongside them.
Yeah. Both very sick bands.
Yeah for
we're
sure.
We're excited about this one.
Yeah, that'll be good, and they're good compliments to each other, and you'll see what we mean later in the hour when we play you some stuff from them. Mm-hmm. Again, text in your request to 217-337-1071. Stick with us. It's going to be a good day. We're going to have some fun chats.
It'll be good time. We have some tea prepared.
We do.
So be ready.
We do. We're gonna spill that tea. For now, enjoy Mumford and Sons.
Follow us on Twitter
at WPGU1071.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just
This is Champagne's Alternative, WPGU 107.1.
Heard James Better Than That here on WPGU 107.1's Request Live, our premier talk show here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget and I have been discussing some fun topics here in
some
the studio.
Stuff.
Yeah, we have some tea to spill, but first, text in your request to 217-337-1071. So yeah, what have we been talking about,
okay,
Bridget?
Well, First of all, it's not us technically that are spilling the tea. We're just reporting on some tea that got spilled.
Yeah.
You know, we're not the ones causing issues here. We're just right. here to report it. Don't shoot the messenger. But yeah, so last week I remember we talked a little bit about the Jonas Brothers and how they kind of took over the internet and some of our opening impressions on that. As it turns out, a lot of headlines are maybe skewing this a little bit, but Portugal the Man have accused the Jonas Brothers of copying Feel It Still. It sounds a bit more argumentative than what really happened.
Yeah.
What they really did is they just kind of pointed out that Sucker sounds an awful lot like Feel It Still.
Yeah.
Their song Feel It Still. But then they also said, but to be fair, the chorus to Feel It Still sounds very similar to Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes.
Oh, that's an interesting comparison.
So for one, they're doing that. And then a bunch of people on Twitter were like, oh my gosh, this sounds so much like, you know, Portugal the Man's Feel It Still. It's, you know, copying and all this stuff. And one person actually contacted Portugal the Man and said, hey, are you actually, like, upset about this? And they said, no, we're not. We just, you know, they just wanted to point it out.
Yeah.
Basically, they're not actually mad. I don't think they're going to do anything about it. I'm trying to find, yeah, the exact wording was not mad at all. Actually dig a lot of their music and Nick Solar Records.
See, that's nice. It's a wholesome interaction.
It's wholesome. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, they're just kind of they did point out that, like, hey, you guys kind of copied us a little bit, but, like, it wasn't as scary as all the headlines say. All the headlines are saying things like, oh, they're accusing them, like I said before.
Yeah.
Accusing.
Very,
or
very provocative,
yeah.
You know, like, oh, there's tea here.
Yeah, and I guess we kind of did that too, didn't we?
We did a little bit. But it is kind of funny to think about that song in terms of these other ones that sound kind of similar, because if you listen to them, they do a little bit remind me of those songs, you know?
I sometimes have a hard time thinking of that. Like when I have my head set on one song, I have trouble comparing it to other songs. This is why I never made it as a web writer very far.
Oh, you applied for did that for a while?
I didn't do very great. I didn't get into WPGU's web campaign. My first year when I started here, I originally went out for web thinking I would never make it onto On Air. So it wasn't that big a deal.
Look at where she is now.
I look at where I am now. Yeah, but I have a really hard time comparing songs to each other because I'll have one in my head, and then I'll try to think of the other one, and I can't, and I have to, like, switch focus.
Right.
I don't know.
No, that makes sense, for sure.
Just like a you know, hyper-focus kind of thing that I have, but
yeah, totally.
I have a hard time doing that.
Yeah, I get that. And also, we've been talking a little bit about Captain Marvel.
Yep, and we do have some tea about this. All those fanboys who were cranky about a female-fronted film not being good enough and who claimed they were going to be, you know, avoiding the film or whatever on opening weekend. Doesn't matter. Didn't work because Captain Marvel broke a bunch of records for the box office, or came very close, at about $455 million at their opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They broke records for the, you know, biggest female-fronted film and the biggest female-directed film ever. So, you know, all the people who are just being salty about it, about anything regarding women at all.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going around. I'm like, you know? I see like 6 videos a day on my YouTube feed. What's wrong with Captain Marvel? I'm like, nothing's wrong. Literally, stop.
To be fair, neither of us have seen it yet. We're both very excited to see it, though, so no spoileritos.
Yeah, so there might be something wrong. Who knows?
We don't know. But honestly, I think it does come from that. I think it comes from, like, you know, all the backlash with Wonder Woman, too. It was mostly just angry fanboys who didn't want to see powerful women.
Yeah.
They just don't want to see it.
Right.
They don't like it. They will criticize it to every minutia, you know, and it's like I've seen things where it's like, you know, people are upset about how, like, Brie Larson's body isn't the same body type as Captain Marvel in the book because she is a, you know, like in the book,
Wonder Woman got that too.
I know, it's ridiculous, and it's like you don't even care when all of these Marvel movies are whitewashing a bunch of characters.
Yeah.
You never hear anything from these people, and then as soon as you bring on something like this, it's like, oh, her butt isn't as big and well defined as in the comics. This is a problem. It's like, no. This is just sexism.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys, accept it. Just sit down and watch the movie. Like, take it as it is, you know? Like, stop trying to, like, change it, you know?
And if you don't want to, just don't watch it. Watch something else. No one's making you watch it.
Watch your Beavis and Butthead or whatever fuels your fanboy rage. No shade to our people who are very, very into these things. Of course Bridget not. And I are very, you know, we have our nerd outs and everything.
We have our opinions. But honestly, well, all that we're really saying is that we're against people who are being hateful for no reason.
Watch the movie.
You know, it's fair to have an opinion where you think, oh, this movie could have been done better in these ways. Our problem is with people who are taking this movie and coming up with the silliest, stupidest, most ridiculous reasons to hate it. And it's just because of their own blatant sexism.
Right.
That's all it
There's
is.
There's no reason.
Bigotry. Yeah, that's all it is. You know, of course, there's always a place for debate. It's always worth being allowed to express your opinion. But when your opinion is just hate, that's not really.
It's not an opinion.
It's just hate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hate speech. So.
Yeah. In conclusion, definitely go see Captain Marvel because we're about to jump on that.
Tell us what you think without spoiling it because, you know, we don't have lives. So
this is all we have. No, I'm kidding. Seriously, Polar Bears, send us in 217-337-1071 what you thought of this movie, if you've seen it, and your requests. Send us your alternative requests. We'll be happy to play them. We have a giveaway for Camp and Ona at Canopy Club on March 30th at the end of the hour. So make sure you tune in for that. We're going to give you a little taste of that in a little bit. We'll be back after these messages.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Facebook.com/WPGU1071.
It's 1986 now. I'll be over now, but I feel it still.
Champaign's alternative, WPGU 107.1.
Everything I say on this seems so complicated. Every little fight is just another night wasted. Are we gonna lose? Is it gonna last? Worry about the future, worry about the past. Think we're gonna break before I get a chance to say this. Stressing over this, stressing over that, we're falling. Like the whole world is banging on the door calling. Are we gonna lose? Is it gonna last? Worry about the future, worry about the past. Filter out the noise, focus on my voice, I'm falling. Nothing disappears, even the pain we've been through. But all I need is here, don't wanna live without you.
WPGU 107.1.
Why can't I be on MTV? Why can't I be on MTV? Why can't I be on MTV? 'Cause they just don't like me. Why can't I be on MTV? Why can't I be on MTV? Why can't I be on MTV? 'Cause I'm trying. Corporate capitalistic pigs, all your ads are fake. Keep lying to the sheep out there, but I won't take the bait. Use Pepsi and Nike, VH1, Calvin Klein and Tommy jeans, make it look so fun by using all of the popular bands that are selling out for more money. When will all of this end? Let's exploit sex some more.
Why can't we be on MTV? Why can't we be on MTV? can think for ourselves. Why can't we be a part of your game? Why can't we have your fortune and fame? Why can't we all just be the same? Cause we're not clones and we can think for ourselves. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
If you think you just heard this song, you're correct. But we were just talking about, Bridget and I, talking about Feel It Still and its similarities to Jonas Brothers' newest song right here on Request Live on WPGU 107.1. Text in your request to 217-337-1071. We got a little something special to mention for you here, though. Yes. We are doing a giveaway for Camp and Ona, two bands that are kind of going side by side at this Canopy gig on March 30th at 8 p.m. I cannot talk today. Oh my God.
You're good. You're doing good. You got this.
Thank you, Bridget. Bridget's going to guide me through this. Yeah, no, these guys are really cool. I'm going to give you a little taste here of Camp. Just going to pull these guys down real quick. Then we'll do, we have Down the River. This is one song we have from them. Here we go.
I hear them laughing, snickering, telling their jokes. I couldn't care less about whatever it is you say.
So that's kind of what we got in store for you at that show. They're kind of folk rocky, you know, like they're really, really chill people, and I'm grateful for that, you know.
It's nice. It's nice to have that. And Ona are really pretty awesome too.
Yeah, they are.
They're more like indie rock, alt indie rock kind of stuff feel. So
yeah, for sure. They had one song. They had, what is it called, Bridget? We'll play that one too.
Sleep, Rinse, Repeat.
Sleep, Rinse, Repeat. That's their biggest one right now. And that one is making waves on the alternative scene, on the Sirius XM scene, most notably. They've been playing this one quite a bit, so
yeah, it's also appearing in NPR best lists.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So it's doing pretty good.
Yeah, we'll give you a little taste of that one here. Just fade this out. So jazzy, if you can hear that. It's going places. You can bop to that, you know?
It's funky, yeah. I'm digging it. I'm digging it so much.
Yeah, for sure. This is Sleep, Rinse, Repeat by Ona. Again, they are with Camp at the Canopy Club on March 30th at 8 p.m. That's a Saturday, I believe, isn't it? I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a Saturday. I think I looked.
I'll trust you on that. I have no idea.
It's a Saturday night show, guys. It's going to be turnt. You have to go.
It'll be very fun. And to help you out with that, we are willing to send one person with pair of tickets to get to go for free. All you got to do for that is text in at 217-337-1071. Be the first one to text in with the phrase Camp at Canopy.
That was a good one. Yeah. She came up with that one. We love it.
Trying to think of, like, what pun can I make that involves both Canopy Club and Camp?
Yeah, Canopy, I mean, Club, this Camp band, you know, yeah. they're a good band, and so are these Ona guys. So this Ona, I think, is a little bit bigger than Camp, but Camp is just very intimate and small, and this kind of, like, picks up where the other band leaves off, you know what I mean? So this is a nice show to go to if you're looking for, like, a dual vibe of, like, chill, but also like slightly more hype chill, if that makes any sense. So I definitely recommend, again, text into 217-337-1071 with the phrase Camp at Canopy.
Hey.
We're gonna give you those tickets if you're the one. I was trying to make a joke.
You got it. You're almost there.
I fell.
Okay.
I fell
you
down.
There. You got there.
Yeah, but it's going to be a good time, and we really hope you'll participate in this. So.
Yeah, so good luck with that. And
for sure. And we'll be back in just a few with our last songs of the hour, so make sure you send those requests in. 217-337-1071.
She
Just heard a little bit of Cranberries before us, right here on Request Live on WPGU 107.1. Thank you for joining us, listeners. We love your company during the show, and
we do. We have a good time.
Yeah, we really do. We've heard some great stuff today. I was just telling Bridget, good stuff today, good stuff always. Earlier, I think last week, too, Bridget was talking to a requester. And they requested a little something from a band that Bridget knows.
Ah, Terra Terra, yes. So yeah. This was actually last week for International Women's Day. I had everybody text in with all female voices, like female
That's
bands.
Awesome.
And we filled the hour and then some, which was awesome. And one of the requests was, you know, a band that clearly deserved a spin was a local band, Terra Terra. Who are friends of the show. They're no longer really a band anymore. They've kind of gone their separate ways, but they've been on the show a couple of times. I've definitely interviewed them a couple of times. I've interviewed Emily Blue for her solo act a couple of times as well. And yeah, we went to the same high school with some of them, played in the same youth orchestra as some of them. So it's a great band. Very good.
Yeah.
Alternative music, a classic on this radio station, truly.
Yeah, for sure. I said to Bridget, let's get them going. Let's put me, that song is just begging. Or like, that band is begging. Like, put me in, coach, you know? Like, let's get them going here. So that's what we have next for you, and that'll be our wrap up for the hour. We did also want to say congratulations to our giveaway winner today, Alan.
Yep. And
good job.
Yeah, congrats. And if you didn't win today, we're doing the giveaway two more times throughout the next week. So keep tuning into Requests Live weekdays from 5 to 6 p.m. for more chances to win tickets from us for free.
Yeah, totally. It'll be a good time. Even if you don't want to, if you don't want the tickets, just join us. Send us some stuff. You never know what'll happen.
Yeah.
Even if you aren't trying to get the tickets, you just might get them. You know?
Yeah. And hey, you know, Requests Live is a fun time. Send us requests. Hang out. We always have fun.
It really is a fun time here on the show. I'm so grateful I can host this with Bridget every Monday. Always a blast. And with that,
take care, Polar Bear.